1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 7. This is what the scripture says. It says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. That we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Now, there are secrets in the kingdom of heaven, or in the kingdom of God. There are things that are secrets. There are secrets to wealth. There are secrets to healing. There are secrets to not dying. Amen. Huh? Amen. Is there a word, one word for not dying? Immortal. Huh? Immortality, yeah. Okay, you can say life, fine. There are secrets in the kingdom of God. Eh? And here, in this particular scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:7, Paul says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God. Now, when you study your Bible, especially in the New Testament, wisdom is categorized. There's what they refer to as the wisdom of men, and the Bible says it is foolishness unto God. Eh? Then there's what is referred to as the wisdom of God, but the Bible says it's the manifold wisdom of God. It means it has many dimensions to it. Amen. Please listen to me, eh? Huh? Yeah. Many minds are wondering. Now, there's a manifold wisdom of God. It has many dimensions to it. Eh? Within the manifold wisdom of God, there's a dimension of wisdom that Paul is referring to here as hidden. He refers to it as the hidden wisdom of God. That means if you try to educate someone to get it, they can't get it. There is a hidden wisdom, a wisdom that few people tap into. Jesus, when he was speaking to his disciples, said, Matthew chapter 13 and verse 11, which actually, incidentally, is the foundation scripture for this ministry. Matthew 13, 11, he says, it has been given unto you. You have been given, it sounds better when it's KJV. Eh? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. When there is a wisdom that is hidden, you can try all you can to get it, but it has to be given. You with me so far?
Yes.
Okay? In other words, it has to be revealed. You have to get revelation of it. In the New Testament, there is a play between secrets and mysteries. They're almost the same word. And here Jesus is saying, it has been given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, there's a certain body of truths that are limited to the kingdom of heaven. Huh? That a person like you can know. They are mysteries not because God is hiding them from us. He's hiding them for us. Now, that's why in the Old Testament, the first scripture I started with, it says, the hidden wisdom of God. Not hidden from us. Hidden for us. A wisdom that principalities, demons, do not know. They cannot capture it because they're limited to the scope of being able to capture it, to come close to it. But you can.
Amen.
Now, are you with me? Okay. So, there is a hidden wisdom. There are secrets in the kingdom. There are things that God desires you to have. The reason why it is a hidden wisdom is so that when you capture it, you can have an advantage over someone who doesn't. In the Bible, there are secrets or mysteries. There's a hidden wisdom that people in history, even in scripture, people in history have tapped into. Secrets, for example, of health. How many doctors are here? I see a doctor already. Eh? Okay, now, congratulations on graduating. Eh? Now, listen carefully. From what I know, modern medicine, the founder of modern medicine was a man called Hippocrates. Hippocrates was a Greek, considered to be the father of modern medicine. Okay? You with me?
Yeah.
I don't even know if the doctors know that, eh? Anyway, so Hippocrates was a Greek philosopher, considered to be the father of modern medicine. He used a lot of science to get people well. Okay? Now, you will go and you will study in the US, you study in Europe, you study wherever. And the natural world will tell you Hippocrates was the father of modern medicine. But 2,000 years before him, there was a man called Imhotep. Many of you don't know him. I'm sure you don't know him. He was an Egyptian who's considered to be the real father of medicine. The reason why modern medicine does not consider him is because he used spiritual means to heal. Okay, should I leave the stuff and go? Huh? Imhotep is spelled I-M-H-O-T-E-P. Huh? Now, there's a reason why I'm bringing that up. Because this guy, there's very little known about him in history. They just found that, they found evidence to show that there are things that we need machines to know now. But he knew then. 2,000 years before what they referred to as a modern father of medicine. Now, the reason they discard is because they don't understand the spirituals. Now, Imhotep is interesting because I'll tell you this. One of the ways in which he said a man can be healed is if he got plants and spoke to the plant and asked the plant, what part of the body can you heal? Now, you see, you need to understand, some of you, this looks like it's far-fetched. But according to scripture, the Bible says in Psalms 150, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. When God created things on the face of the earth, there was no non-living things. You've studied in science, living and non-living. No, that's not what God created. Everything was alive. That frog that you see doing, broop, broop, it's speaking a language. You just can't hear it. Now, Imhotep said he would get a plant, speak to it and say, which part of the body can you heal? And the plant would respond. One of the most profound secrets that I think you need to understand is the secret of time. Because you see, and it fascinates me, because for many of you, time might be running out. But after salvation, one of the most profound things that God ever gave is time. Very profound, right after salvation. To me, time is one of the most profound gifts he ever gave. Amen. And I'm going to explain to you why. Maybe, come. Let me give two people. I'm going to give this example. Because you see, when you lose something, let's say you lost a phone. A man can restore, a boyfriend can restore the phone you've lost. Yes? So God doesn't just deal in restoration of things. He deals in the restoration of years. The Bible says he will restore the years. That means when God, you see, the way he makes himself different for man is that God has the capacity to restore time. So he restores years. The Bible says, let us redeem the time, for the days are evil. God is a perfectionist in redeeming time that is lost. Now, I need one more person. I want to show you something. I borrowed this from someone. Come. Now, I want you to understand. These are two people. Choose one. You're probably one of them. This is the lady, the guy. Along the path of life, they're progressing. As they progress, this one gets a retake. Stays behind. Listen. And this one keeps on progressing. He progresses until there's a gap between them of 10 years. Now, please understand that when this one finally graduates campus, then gets a job and keeps moving, that's not restoration. It is progress. Restoration is when God gets you from here